Ah, a new month, a new bandwidth allotment. I feel like a kid in a candy store with a $50 bill ready to spend. Why, I... Oh, hold on here, I just got an email from Apple. I have exceeded my bandwidth allotment already, and it will reset in 2 weeks. Oh, just kidding. It's the diner for Friday, August 4th, 2006. Just got here. I'm sorry, but I have been on the road for 2 hours and 47 minutes. And I really, really have to see a man about a horse. So if... I wonder, what is a guy who actually legitimately does have to see a man concerning a horse? What does he say?
My, I have to urinate.
Oh, you off to buy a horse, are you? Anyway, I'm sorry. Let me just call up some music here. I'll be right back.
Boy, where's you going? I seen you going down the street the other night.
Oh, I wasn't going nowhere. I've been where I was going.
That's all right. I didn't see you. You just plumb out of sight.
Man, I sure like to latch on to some of that boogie-woogie tonight.
You need some of that fat boogie-woogie.
That's what I need.
That's what I need, too. Hey, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the place. It's just a no piano and a knocked out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Bit Mac. You remember Doc and old Beat Me Daddy Slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried and bacon grease. Come along with me, boy, it's just down the road a piece.
Well, let you and I walk on down the road a piece.
I'm walking, get going, I'm walking right behind. Knock into that cow.
Man, look out where you're stepping. That ain't second base.
There's a place you really get your kicks. It's open every night from about 12 to 6. If you want boogie woogie, then you get your fill. You put the 8-beats to you like an old steam drill. Come on with me, boy, before they lose their leaves. It's just down the road, a piece of that.
Incidentally, in case you were curious, the urinal cookies are pink. Now, you might wonder why I would care, or why I would know it. Well, it's the subtle little differences that matter on a road trip. See, I'm not at the diner. I should explain, shouldn't I? Hi, folks. I'm James Lilacs. Not at the diner, not on Old Highway 23, and not at the long boomerang pattern formica counter. Although I sort of kind of am. I'm on Old Highway 32, actually, at one of the many sister diners scattered across the country. I'm on a bit of a road trip here. Come to think of it, this is a boomerang pattern for my counter, but unlike the diner, which has a turquoise back and a light blue and then a red boomerang pattern, this one is jet black with a light gray and red boomerang pattern. Makes all the difference in the world. And the bathroom, as I noted, it has a different hue of the urinal cookie. The towels have a different colored stripe. They're red here, and they're blue at the diner. Even if they had one of those hand dryer abominations, which they don't, it would probably have different etched-in instructions. You know what I mean by that, don't you? I wonder if this is specifically a guy thing. Every time you go to a restroom that has one of those electric hand dryers, somebody has added instruction number 4. Now instructions 1, 2, and 3, push button, rub hands under warm air, stops automatically. That's 1, 2, and 3. Inevitably, these are defaced to read, push butt, wipe hands under arm hair, and stops automatically. Nobody really knows what to do with that. Tops, Toma? But somebody always adds instruction number 4, wipe hands on pants. Because, of course, you can never get your hands sufficiently dry in these things. That's why people hate them. Nobody buys the bit about cuts down on waste, saves the environment. No, it's just because they don't want to deal with a bunch of soggy towels at the end of the day. That's why. I wonder, it's quite possible that the company that makes these dryers, they all seem to come from the same firm, it's possible that they actually put that 4th instruction, wipe hands on pants. They do that themselves. They've got some guy sitting there at the end of the production line with a little engraving tool, etching out step 4, wipe hands on pants, and it goes on all the machines. Because that's what you end up doing anyway. The diner, incidentally, here has the cloth towels. It has the old style that loop. It's this long loop down to the floor, and it's a pre-lawyer model, which means it doesn't have that device in it that keeps children from choking in it. Because I don't know about you, but when I was growing up and traveling around, going from restroom to restroom as a small child in the 60s, there was nothing more disconcerting than walking into the bathroom with your dad, and there's another child hanging by his neck from the towel dispenser. Every time you stop, it made you want to just hold it for the whole trip, frankly. It just got to be so depressing. But no, the one here is an old style. It's just got the little crank, makes the towels come out. Doesn't even have an emergency feed. That's always my favorite feature of a towel dispenser. Emergency feed! If there's some crisis, we can't get the towels out. Emergency! Emergency! Hit the emergency feed! I cannot, Captain! She's a jammed! Emergency feed. No. Anyway, my hands are dry. And I'm ready to explore the subtle yet all-important differences between this diner out on Old Highway 23 and my beloved diner back in the cities area on Old Highway 23. Did I say 23? I meant 32. After a while, they all look the same. And frankly, after a while, they all sound the same. The pavement in this part of the country could be better, frankly. This was a road laid down in slabs, big slabs of concrete. It's like they just, I can imagine that a big truck came by with large, huge slabs of concrete, and they just pulled one off and laid it down and drove 50 feet up and pulled off another slab. Probably not. They probably poured the concrete back in the 30s or something. There's probably a WPA or an NRA eagle stamped every mile on the pavement. And those are expansion joints, so that when it gets very hot, the road doesn't buckle. But, of course, the road has done nothing but buckle in the intervening 60 years. And it's, with all the little patching that they do with the rivulets of hot top, it's just brrp, 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 like that. And after 60 miles, 80 miles, 90 miles of that, it's like, you know, it's like you've been sitting in on some sort of cold, hard toilet seat that's hooked up to a vibrating motel bed for the full travel glory experience. So I'm sore, and I'm unhappy. But anyway, as I said, it's preferable to the highway. What's the highway? It's smooth, sure. It's clear. Granted, and traffic moves at a good clip of 88 miles an hour or so. But where's the soul? Where's the heart, man? You just slide by every town. You shoot past every one of them. Here, at least on Highway 32, you get to see the towns. Such as they are. Such as they were. Actually, there don't seem to be many here. Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the menu board. See what they have for us today. Ooh, bacon stuffed butter burger on Texas toast with crinkle fries and a tub of mayo just for dipping. Gel up the paddles, boys. That one's for me. If I remember my diner history correctly, the toast burger was actually something featured at all of the diners. They weren't a franchise, but since all of them rolled off the same assembly line somewhere in Pennsylvania and then were shipped, disassembled, and put back together at various spots of the country, somebody got the bright idea at some point to get them all together into a sort of proto-chain. Their selling point was the toast burger, which substituted toast for the bun, for no apparent reason, and the other was the call-ahead feature. Well, not exactly call-ahead, telegraph ahead. That's right. You would stop off at your local Western Union and wait in line, and then the guy behind the counter would take your message, would like two toast burgers, stop, medium rare, stop, will be arriving, 6:30 p.m. stop, and then he'd send it, you know, he'd pay him 15 cents or whatever, and he'd alert via the miracle of telegraph lines down the road that you were coming, and then you'd drive there, and you'd get there, and your burger would be cold, frankly. They finally figured it out that it didn't take an awful lot of time to prepare a toast burger, so it's just best to let people show up as they pleased on their own schedules. Another key difference, though, that I seem to have noticed here. The songs on the jukebox, I recognize the titles, but I don't necessarily recognize the artists. Or if I do, it's the wrong artist for the song. For example, I love the Batman theme, the classic 1960s, na-na-na-na-na-na, you know, Batman. And at the diner jukebox, back home, we've got it. Well, they have it here, too. But it's by The Who. The kids are not all right. The kids are stoned out of their minds. Everything on the jukebox here is just slightly different, as befits a different diner. For example, you all know the tune, They're Coming to Take Me Away. They're coming to take me away, ho ho ha ha hee hee to the funny farm, etc. That is a song by Napoleon XIV, I believe was the name of the artist, which traded on the notion common in the 60s that people who succumbed to the ravages of insanity invariably assumed the persona of Napoleon. Crazy people don't think they're the Tsar, they don't think they're the Chinese Emperor, they don't think they're the Kaiser, they don't think they're any assorted member of British royalty. No, they go straight for old Nappy. They put their hand into their vest, they have the conceit that they are wearing the famous three-cornered hat, and, you know, that, and they moan about Waterloo. That's what crazy people did back then, I guess. I don't know. But that song was popular for quite some time, and everybody seems to know it. Nobody seems to want to hear it, but everybody seems to know it. Well, they have They're Coming to Take Me Away here, but as befits everything else at this curious, peculiar diner on Route 32, it's not quite the same.
Remember when I ran away and you got on your knees and begged me not to leave because you drove the sack? Well, you thought you had me fooled, but I just left you anyhow because I knew you were already out of your mind. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! I'm happy they took you away. Ho-ho! Hee-hee! Ha-ha! To the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time. And you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! I thought that you were nuts, and so I laughed. I laughed when you had said that losing me would make you flip your lid. Right.
According to the jukebox here, that was done by Josephine the 15th. So apparently Josephine was an old Jewish lady, quite possibly T'Pol from the Star Trek episode where Spock gets his funk on. What else do we have here in the jukebox? You know what? We're probably well long overdue from a word from our sponsor. I'll be right back.
Mit Stagex, der Schömecker Cleanser, schwenkt der Hub den Schmutz und Rain.
What the hell?
Barbasol, ihr darf dem Röschchen safe mitnehmen, schäft zur Wippen sich allein. Barbasol.
Now this, I recognize. This is the genuine article. Nice to know there's some overlap between the diners.
What?
I don't think so. By the chumps? The chumps?
Tequila.
Well, at least that was the same. I half expected the man to say mezcal. You know, I should really get back on the road. I know it's a short diner and all that without really very much substance to it, frankly, but I should get back to, wherever it was I was going. Where was I going? Oh, just noticed something here. Yeah, one of the little differences, you know, the urinal cakes are a different color, the coffee mugs have got, well, at the diner, my diner, the original diner, as far as I'm concerned, it's a little green line that goes around the top of the ceramic mug. Here it's red. And there's a logo on the diner menus. The real diner, my diner, has the letter D in a sort of diamond shape. It's very cute. Here, they've got the same D in the same diamond shape, but they have a dinner knife through the D. I guess that smells good eating. Anyway, I'm sort of hesitant to go back on Highway 32 because it's hard, frankly, to drive because... it's reversed. You're on the left side instead of the right side, unless you're going the other way, in which case you're on the right side instead of the left side. You know what I mean. British style. I didn't know that we had that here in America, but I guess we do here up on old Highway 32. I did not know that the 23 actually turned into 32 at some point. You know how that happens? I mean, you'll be driving on Highway 10, and all of a sudden Highway 10 just bleeds into the city, and the next thing you know, Highway 10 is also 52 and 23 and 47. Well, that happened here, too. I was driving along on 23. I was going home. Yeah, that was it. I was going home, and then the Ion storm hit, and they were predicting it. I mean, of course, they're always predicting an Ion storm, and then you finally get one, and oh, I guess the weatherman's right today, and... Then, after the ion storm lit up, I was on 32, and, I suppose I should check a map. Wow. I'm not exactly a unique-looking fellow, so I suppose I shouldn't be surprised to see a guy who looks like me, but a guy who looks like me just came in. You know, it's strange, people will always point out somebody else and say, you look like him, or that, you know, you remind me of Harry Anderson, that guy on Night Court, or whatever, and I frankly never see it, but this guy looks a lot like me. Except he has a beard. I don't look very good with a beard. He's taking out a small microphone and a laptop.
den Klang der Gitarre. Dann hör ich in mir so liebig und leise in tropischer Nacht die zärtliche Weise. Ich seh dich vor mir so nah und klar.
Hey there, cats and kittens, it's Jimmy Leakes coming to you from my custom place here at the long counter covered with boomerang pattern formica at the old diner on an old Highway 32. How you doing today? Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm not exactly sure what, but perhaps I'd better start by checking out the old mini board and see what they got. Well, appears to me they've got a bacon stuffed butter burger on Texas toast with crinkled fries and a tub of mayo just for dipping. That's for me. I'll take one. Ah. Hold on a second, folks. I'm getting the evil eye from a guy down at the end of the counter here. How you doing, pal? First time at the old diner? Welcome. Everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome. Anyway, as I was saying, had a great day today. I really did. I got up this morning. I played with my kid, of course, Mosquito. And she's a little fire plug as usual. I tell you, one of these days. So let's play a song, shall we? Look at the old diner jukebox here and... Well, my. They've loaded up the jukebox with hit after hit after hit. And let me tell you something. The first one I'm going to play you is going to go straight to the top, screeching and screaming until it gets to the number one slot. You can bank that. It's a Jimmy Leakes prediction.
Friday night music.
What the hell is going on here? Okay, review the evidence. Is a guy who looks like me, except with a beard, sitting at the other end of the counter of the diner, a counter that's the opposite of what I'm used to, doing what appears to be a podcast, where the begin starts the show, except it's in German, and he plays music. I'm not on Highway 23, I'm on Highway 32, which is, of course, reversed. 2332. The menu of the diner has a logo on it with a knife through it. And the urinal cakes are a different color. What could this possibly mean? Of course, if I went through an ion storm, I might be pitched into a parallel mirror universe with a violent fascist government. Oh. Gosh.
Excuse me, sir. You with the beard? Hi. How you doing? One question. How would you describe the nature of the government around here? I'm sorry, are you talking to me? Yeah, I don't see anyone else around here. Well, actually, I do, but never... Yeah, I mean, how would you describe the government that we have?
Well, of course, it's an imperialistic national unity party we have under our president for life, friend, and I'm just a little curious why you happen to be asking this question now. After all, it's... Freaky Friday.
I don't follow politics much, I guess. I'm just sort of want to keep up on current events. So you're saying essentially that violence and assassination are the means by which people advance nowadays?
Well, yes, of course. And not just in AM radio, either. Say there, I'm Jimmy Leakes, and I'm reporting you to the authorities.
My God, I was right. What am I going to do? I'm in a parallel dimension. A parallel dimension of all things. But then why isn't he, in my dimension, doing the diner? Oh, of course. See, if we'd both been driving to the diner at the same time and passed through the ion storm, he would have ended up in the diner. In my world, I would have ended up here, but we're both here. Huh.
That, of course, was the People's Strings with a hot rockin' version of Hooked on a Feeling. I'm Jimmy Leakes, and you're here at the diner. And if there are any patriots who happen to be doing the cruise on a Friday night up and down Highway 32, you might want to drop by the diner, because we have a guy here, looks a little like me, I'm afraid to say, who has been loudly questioning our government. And I think I know what that means. That's right, it's time for good old Friday night beatdown. So calling all patriots, turn that car around, head for the diner, and I'll see you here. I'm Jimmy Leakes. This is the Diner Radio.
Okay, if I understood what he said, there are thugs, paramilitary brown shirts on their way here to beat me up. That's it. I'm out of here. There are cars pulling up in the parking lot already. All right, I'm going to have to go out the back. Providing, of course, in this parallel universe, the back door leads... Well, of course it leads to the back. That's why it's the back door. There should be a lake down there if everything goes right. And I can hide in the reeds like Moses. Or maybe swim for Camp Lalak. Which is probably full of, you know, Hitler Youth or something. God, isn't this the point where my daughter usually comes in and tells me I'm sleeping? All right, here we go.
Hey, why don't you stay just where you are for...
I'd go to hell, Leeks.
Head through the kitchen. Hi, pay no attention. Just me, the fugitive. Coming through. There's the back door. Okay. Well, I'm safe. For the moment. Because, they'll never think of looking in back of the diner. Will they? Oh, no. Right, what am I gonna do? Oh. You know, I was always fascinated by parallel universes, too. I always thought they'd be cool. As a kid, the idea that there was another one of me going about a life out there was just fascinating. I'm not talking about those stupid Superman and parallel universes. Those were always posited on one very simple, narrow premise. Like what if Superman didn't have a sphincter or something, you know, and then married Lois Lane beside... I mean, it never worked for me. But there was the theory, which I read early on, made a great impression on me, that there are infinite number of universes and that whatever action you make creates an actual universe in which the opposite... action happened. In other words, if you're thinking about eating a French fry and you don't eat the French fry, then spring, there's a brand new universe in which you eat the French fry. And that seemed to me to be a tremendous waste of energy. Billions of galaxies and trillions of stars and Lord knows how many other civilizations, each with their own little branching realities, all because I didn't eat the French fry. You know, it affects a lad. And you know, you come to believe, just eat the French fry, save everybody else the bother. But of course, that creates a parallel universe in which you don't eat the French fry, which somehow affects potato crops, and there's a famine, and then there's the industrial collapse, and the planet spins into the sun. I mean, after a while, you become absolutely paralyzed by that. You can't. You have to just go on with your life and not think about what your millions and millions and billions of alternate selves are doing in these parallel universes. You only hope that they're well insured, you know, that somewhere along the line, somehow the universe works out so that they all got car insurance, because the idea of infinite numbers of yourself driving out there without insurance, I mean, the liability just keeps you up nights. And that creates universes in which you sleep soundly because you don't care. I mean, it never stops. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, as far as I can tell, I have three choices. I can live down here by the shores of Lake Lalak the rest of my life like an animal. Not acceptable. Or I can get in my car when everyone's gone and drive down Highway 32 and try to reproduce the exact circumstances that led to me being pitched into this mirror universe. Or I could grow a beard, wait a couple of weeks, and then knock out Jimmy Leakes, truss him up, throw his body in the water, and take his place. Then I'd be an accommodationist mouthpiece for a fascist government. And on the other hand, no, I'd be back in AM radio. Forget about it. I don't have a single good option, do I? I think I see flashlights. They're coming this way.
Hör ich den Klang der Gitarre.
Next week, part two.